Welcome back to NewsRamp Government and Politics for Wednesday morning, August 19th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Chicago law firm Lane Brown LLC expands advocacy for personal injury victims and survivors of sexual abuse. Chicago-based law firm Lane Brown LLC is expanding its advocacy for personal injury victims and survivors of sexual abuse across Illinois. With decades of trial experience, the firm supports individuals dealing with catastrophic injuries, medical negligence, motor vehicle collisions, and personal trauma. Lane Brown LLC offers crucial insight into civil law's role in helping people rebuild their lives amidst overwhelming challenges.
Citizens Commission on Human Rights meets Twin Cities. BTS. The Citizens Commission on Human Rights, CHCR, brought their exhibit Psychiatry and Industry of Death to downtown St. Paul, MNN. The event highlighted abuses in the mental health field, with speakers calling for changes to civil commitment laws. CHCR, founded in 1969, aims to protect patients from harm and has been instrumental in advocating for legislative changes worldwide.
Las Vegas law firm Rodby O'Connor Car Accident Lawyer says car accident claims in Nevada are being settled for less than they should be. Las Vegas-based law firm Rodby O'Connor Car Accident Lawyer reveals that car accident claims in Nevada are being settled for less than they should be due to an increase in injury claims. Large firms are settling cases quickly to maintain cash flow, leading to victims' injuries not being fully accounted for. The firm recommends exploring other options if feeling confused or uncommunicative with a current attorney. For more information, visit rodneyocano.com or call 702-566-3600.
3,000 pastors worldwide, religious freedom in South Korea in crisis, stop the trial by public opinion and release the 95-year-old leader. 3,000 pastors from around the world gathered for the first joint assembly of world pastors criticizing the violations of religious freedom in South Korea. Overseas pastors highlighted the dangers of dissolving religious corporations, calling for judicial neutrality and humane treatment for the 95-year-old leader. They demanded an end to trials by public opinion and urged the release of Chairman Lee Mum-hee.
Done! Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.